and welcome to the podcast for Vineyard Church Springbrook here in Alcoa, Tennessee. This episode is a special update from Lindsay Mizell and Johnny Williams from our 2023 annual report. This is an excerpt from our Sunday gathering on March 24th, 2024. The sermon from this Sunday will be posted as a separate episode here on the podcast. And now, here's the episode.
Hello. How are you? Johnny's joining me. Don't worry, no one's moving. We don't have some scary announcement. I realize when you bring the big guns out, everyone's like, "You okay?" We're great. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a couple of minutes and talk about something that we do every year about this time. Our annual report is out of how we spend our money and what we do with our money and all that. So if you will you scan this QR code, and it will take you to the document that we are going to spend the next just few minutes talking about. So that should take you there. We'll give you a second. This is why we're going to talk about this, because we at the Vineyard believe that it is really important to be open and transparent in every way we possibly can when it comes to finances. I was talking to Emily earlier today, and I was like, I don't know that the church has done any more damage than they have across the world with money. And so we take that seriously. I don't want to be one of those churches. I want to be as transparent as we possibly can. So that's what we would like to do. So we're just going to kind of go through this document with you and explain a few things. You can see it for yourselves. We'll also link it in our monthly text this month so that you can look at it on your own then too. So you got anything you want to say before we jump in?
Nothing. I just don't ever want to be called the big guns again.
If you don't know Johnny, Johnny's our executive pastor, so.
AKA the big guns.
Big guns. One time we took a leadership styles quiz, and I made a 0 out of 100 on over 2 categories, which was humbling. Also humbling was Johnny made a 100 out of 100 on those same categories. So we think as a combo, he makes a great person on his own. As a combo, we make a great person. So, you know. Okay, here's our first slide. This is just an overall view of attendance and giving for the last 5 years, I believe. Just to kind of let you know how things could go. Does anybody want to pick out 2020 on the thing? There we go. We got that. It is fun to see the rebound of post-2020. Around here, we do not use attendance and giving as these are not metrics for us of how we are. If we are a successful church, we hope that those metrics exist in our community and in the fruit of your spirit and things like that. But these are really helpful things to look at when we're talking about money. This is sort of a fun fact that's not that fun. These go to 2023. In 2024, our attendance has increased substantially, but our giving has decreased in 2024. So the last 2 months, we've been in the red for the first time in quite a while. So, fun fact for everybody.
Depends on how you look at that, if it's fun or not.
Okay, Emily, let's go to the next slide. Our next slide is our shared missions budget. So we wanted to show you this first to kind of talk about how money gets divided up in our organization. What we do is Vineyard Springbrook is part of an organization where there are two churches who in certain spaces combine our resources in order to do, the way we say it is, in places where we can do more and better together, then we pull our money together in order to do that. And missions is one of the places that we do that. So we combine our money so that we can go further with all of our missions efforts. Also, that helps us as the smaller part of the organization is we get to be part of missions that are bigger than anything that we could be part of all on our own. And so this missions budget is something incredibly exciting to me, I think is absolutely amazing. I do want to say this. Josh, who is our missions pastor, received a very significant like to the tune of six figures gift this year. And so that budget looks very huge because of that gift that he put aside in a visionary fund so that we can figure out when our next thing comes along, our next people group in Africa, things like that, that he can decide along with his board how to use that money.
Yeah, so to a little bit to what Lindsay was just saying, we have $100,000 just sitting in an account right now for Josh to use, and he is narrowing down how he wants to do that. So we're excited about that and looking forward to seeing what he does with it.
Will you explain just why we're in this a little bit of our revenue allocation model?
Yeah. So that's a big way to say how we divide up money. So I'll use a $1 example. So if you give $1 to Springbrook, some of that money goes to other places to be able to do things like Vineyard Missions or where I serve. I serve in a department called Central Services where we handle all the administrative and communications. Anything that is shareable amongst all the other places in our church, we kind of handle. So the way that works is for every dollar that comes in, 28% of it goes somewhere else. And what that means is 18% of it goes to Central Services to fund all of those like bookkeeping and communications and all of that stuff. 7% of it goes to Vineyard Missions to fund all the stuff that Josh is doing. And then 3% of it goes to our denomination just as a denominational fee to be a part of the Vineyard USA.
So it can be a little confusing. Maryville Vineyard does not give Springbrook Vineyard money. Springbrook Vineyard does not give Maryville Vineyard money. We share Central, and that's where our money is combined. And so for us, we end up really getting the good end of the deal on that. Because, again, we can afford services far beyond what our little church would be able to afford on our own because we're pulling our money together and doing things together. The next slide we want to talk about has our totals this year for two places where we give money away. This is shocker, maybe my favorite slide that we have this morning. But there are two places and points in our year that we love to give money away. One is must-have gifts. That's the first, the little gift tag there. Every year at Christmas, we do really just like a giving campaign where we give 100% of the money that we take in away. And so you can see all of these totals. We were blown away by how every single year we keep being able to give a massive amount. This is cool. Of the money that we gave for must-have gifts, I think like 20,000 of it came from Springbrook, which is like, we're tiny. This is amazing. So then the box is our need meeting system for the Vineyard. So this is another area that we share because, again, we think we can do better together on this. And so what that means is anyone in our community that calls with a need, someone has a surgery, someone loses their home, someone needs a car, I mean, all kinds of needs, electric bills, all kinds of things, these all filter through the box. You'll see that it looks negative. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. Lindsay hated that there was a negative sign there. And
yeah, I'm like, that's wrong.
Yeah, I love that there was a negative. So what that means is that we gave away more money in 2023 than we brought in 2023 for the box. Does that mean the box was negative? No, it means that we came into 2023 with a large positive account. And because of that, we were able to give away everything that we needed to give away. So.
Makes sense? Still with me? Still
Thank
hanging
you.
On these numbers? Luke is. Luke only.
Yes.
Okay. our next slide, I'm going to let you take this one. This is our financial board.
Yeah.
These are the people making these decisions.
Yeah, so we another thing that we share across the organization is our financial board. And our financial board is the ones that are making all of the financial and legal and a lot of like the human resources, all the business decisions that need to get made is made by a central executive board. And there's members from Springbrook on that board. There's members from Maribel on that board. It's kind of, like I said, a shared board. And the two Springbrook representatives are Lisa Bell. I'm going to make you all raise your hands to Lisa Bell right here, and
woo-woo.
Sawyer Hill in the very, very back here.
Woo-woo.
So if you don't want to come ask me any of these questions, those two can also maybe answer some of your questions as well. If you after this you want to talk to somebody, you can absolutely do that.
They've seen every number we've got, especially Lisa. She double checks every number we've got. So if you know her, you know that's true. One thing that Johnny likes to say a lot is that we will open our books up for you to see every number we've got to anyone who ever wants to. Zero people have taken him up on this offer, yeah. And that's disappointing to him. So I'd really like if one person would be like, I want to see it. How much are they spending at Vienna? A lot.
Is Brett Hepner in? Brett's not here, is he?
No, Brett's not here.
He promised me he would, and he didn't.
Day ain't over yet.
Nope.
Okay, this will be our last slide. We're going to spend the most time on this, though. This is our spring break budget. It's going to be really hard for you to see those numbers, so I hope you have them on your phone. You're not going to get in trouble for looking down at your phone on this one. But we just wanted you to see exactly how and where money goes out, what categories we're spending money on. For context, our budget is about $20,000 a month. And so I'm just going to kind of go category by category and let you know where we are in comparison to national averages, which to me feels like a really helpful way to talk about this. So researchers encourage church staffs that they are at their healthiest when they spend between 45 and 55% of their incoming revenue on staffing. And so you can see we're at the low end of that, we spend about 45%. But that number is a little misleading because last year we had a personnel change. So Chad was part-time for a few months, then Chris was part-time for a few months. So in 2024, that will be like a solid 50% of our income will go to pay personnel. The next thing on our list is what churches spend on facilities. The national average is around 20 to 30% being spent on facilities, which obviously we are and should be less than that. So perks of being in a school is we save a lot of money on rent and facilities costs and all sorts of things. So we're on the low end of that. So we kind of, in our minds, take that and add it to savings, because eventually it would be wonderful to have a space of our own one day, and so we'd like to be able to afford that. So you'll also see that we save a substantial amount of money every month.
Except for the last 2 months, we saved zero.
We did borrow some money from the old savings account on the last couple of months. The next one is to the cost of doing ministry. Averages for churches nationally is between 20 to 30% is kind of the sweet spot of doing ministry. This actually was one, I don't know how your budgeting works personally, but Daniel and I from time to time try to look at our budget and say, okay, does this look like how we want to spend money and where we want to spend money and where do we need to increase and decrease? And all of that. This was one of the places where I was like, we need to up some things here. We are on the low end, and I don't know that that's necessarily good. I think from a good perspective, your staff is very conscious about spending money, and they don't like to spend money. But I do think there are a few things that we do that we need to kind of fortify financially. And so as we move forward, that's something I would like to get closer to a national average on. And then the thing maybe I'm proudest of our whole pie chart we have here is that as a church, we gave away 12% of what came to us. And that is a huge deal to me because I think if churches are asking people to tithe, I think churches should too. And so we gave away a lot of money. This is about $30,000 for us. If you add must-have gifts on top of that, and I think we should, it's about $50,000 that comes from us into our community, to our missions efforts in West Africa. We support ministry efforts like Young Life and All Are Worthy and Yoke, the Cross. We put money into school systems, into individual schools, into family resource centers. It is a joy and a privilege that when people call us, we, for the most part, get to say, yes, we would love to help. Yes, we would love to be part of that. When I see these numbers, I am every year blown away and so proud of you and so proud of us and how we give back. As I said, attendance is not our biggest metric. Our biggest metric is, does our community look different because this little church exists? And I think it does. I hope it does. So, and then finally, going back around, we have been really good savers this year. It's something we've worked really hard to do and be, and so we saved about 17%, which kind of is us trying to help pay for a building eventually. So, okay. So as we've looked at that, I do want to offer you a little bit of context. So most of you don't work for a church, so you don't see church budgets for a living. And so sometimes it's helpful to know, like, $20,000 a month, what does that look like in the world? Like, is that a lot? Is that a little? Like, what should our budget look like? And so Johnny and I have done some research both at a national level and also asked church buddies of ours that are about our same size and have similar, like, facilities costs and things like that across East Tennessee. And what we learned is that our monthly budget is about $10,000 to $35,000 less a month than most churches that look like us. Which is, I say, not as a shaming thing. I legitimately just say for context. It's helpful to know. I remember one time hearing a pastor say that they operated on a shoestring budget. And so when I look at numbers like this, I kind of think that other churches have shoes and we've got strings. But boy, do we do some good stuff with those strings, you know. So that's kind of how we see it. And here's the thing. I am incredibly proud of our budget. I am so proud of how we spend our money. The truth is, we don't talk about, if you've been here a while, we don't talk about money very often around here. And I just want to say for me, that's not because I'm embarrassed about our budget. I'm so proud of what we do with what we have. Incredibly proud. In fact, it's like the opposite. I could brag about it forever. We don't talk about money because I have so much fear and so much junk around money. And so it truly is a weakness of my pastoral ministry and my pastoral leadership. Like, Jesus talked about money all the time. I am afraid to. That's why we don't do it. It's not because we're embarrassed. And so that's a place that I want to grow in. It's a place I think our church can grow in. But I don't want to be a jerk about it, and I don't want to add any more trauma to what already happens. And so I'm learning, and we're learning on this road. But that being said, I did want to give you some context that, as proud as I am, our church really does run on a very, very small budget. Do you have anything to add? Big guns.
So I really appreciated what Lindsay said about, I'm really proud of how much money we've given away, how much we're able to do on such a small budget. And I don't know if you caught earlier in what she was saying, but on the national average, or even here, 50% of our budget goes straight to personnel cost, which is the kind of the national average. They go from 45 to 55. We're right in the middle of that, right at 50%, which is a testament to our financial board and keeping us in those little guide rails of where it should be. But because we have such a small budget and that personnel is just 50% of it, that means that the Springbrook staff is drastically underpaid compared to people in the same position at other churches. I can say that because I don't get paid by Springbrook. Lindsay and Chris and Aaron all get paid by Springbrook, and they're all way below the national average for that because of the budget so small, and we want to keep it in that healthy range of around 45 to 55%. So that's kind of why we're talking about, like, this is the importance of what we're saying is, like, because giving has decreased, we're not able to do some stuff with the personnel that we would like to do. Does that make sense? Luke? Yes.
Luke again. Just Luke. Okay. Perfect. So here's our commitment. We have two commitments to you. One is that we will continue as we move forward this year to the best of my ability and the ability of our staff. We will be as transparent as we can imagine being when it comes to finances. Again, please ask Johnny. He will open up his books. We value transparency. Again, churches have been so deeply wounded by money. Some of you all have been so deeply wounded by money, and we don't want to be that. So we want to be transparent, but we also, our second promise is, to the best of our ability, with the wisdom and direction of our financial board, we want to spend money reasonably and responsibly. That is our goal. That is what we want to do. If you ever have questions about that or disagreements about that, we are so glad to talk to you about it. And so here's what we hope, is that once a year when we do this and we look at how we spent money last year, we hope that this will kind of be a reminder to you guys to do a similar thing. Every fall as a church, we do our budgets in the fall and then we report in the spring. So we do our budgets in the fall, and when we do that, we say, who are we and are we spending money the way that we want to, in a way that reflects us? And so our hope is that this time of the year will be kind of like a ding, ding, ding in your own mind to go back to your own personal budget and be like, okay, who am I? Am I spending money? I think I've told you all this before, but one time my American Express told me that I spent more at Chick-fil-A than I did at Kroger. And I was like, oh, that is not what I meant to do with my money this year. That is good chicken, but I feel like my kids need broccoli. So, you know, just a good thing of like, okay, are we spending money the way we want to do? Are we giving the way we want to give? Things like that. So our hope is that this will be just, you know, sometimes we need like the, okay, I want to look at things. You got anything?
Yeah. And then we're done. So through all that, if you're like, man, Johnny, I would love to give to the church or give more to the church. I just don't understand money, and I don't understand budgets. The good news is I can point out 10 people in this room right now that would love to sit down and talk to you about budgets. Personal finance is kind of their wheelhouse. And there's no shame in that. These people have went to school for it. So, you know, it's like they love to do it. And I have talked to some of them myself about my own personal budgets and retirement and all of that stuff. So if that is you, please reach out to me, catch me after church, and I can hook you up with somebody that can help you.
The end. Way to go.
We did it.
What? There's an applause. What? I'd talk about money more if they were clapping.
They're applauding because it's done.